AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Rochester, New York say a man who died after colliding an SUV loaded with gas cans into another vehicle outside a concert venue appeared to have been aiming at a pedestrian crossing. But FBI agent Jeremy Ball says,
so far, we've uncovered no evidence of an ideology and no nexus to terrorism, either international or domestic.
Audio from WHAM-TV. Two passengers in the other vehicle in Rochester were killed. Police in Denver say a man leaving the scene of a car wreck shot his way into the Colorado Supreme Court building. Heavy damage was reported to the building before the man was arrested. The incident appears to be unrelated to the court's recent ruling banning former President Donald Trump from the ballot. Today, Donald Trump is expected to appeal rulings, keeping him off the ballot in two states.
The ex-president would appeal the decision by Maine's top elections official to the state superior court and the ruling by Colorado's Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. It would be the first time the nation's highest court could rule on part of the 14th Amendment, barring those who engaged in insurrection from office. Advocates of disqualifying Trump say he did it to himself by inciting the Capitol riot. For now, he remains on the ballot in both states as the appeals play out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel says it will defend itself before the United Nations top court against charges it has engaged in genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. Hezbollah's TV station says a top Hamas official, Salah Arouri, was killed in an explosion south of Beirut. All 379 people on a Japan Airlines flight that collided with a Japanese Coast Guard plane got out safely in Tokyo before the plane was engulfed in flames. Five people on the Coast Guard plane were killed. New research shows thousands of women in the U.S. have stocked up on abortion pills just in case they need them. This is AP News. A man was arrested at a McDonald's.
A manager in training at a McDonald's in High Point, North Carolina, called her husband for help, saying that employees were disrespecting her, according to police. Witnesses told officers that when her husband arrived, he went after the cook, took him by the neck, and pushed his head toward the deep fryer, punching him several times in the face until he was pulled away, according to the police report. The victim's family took him to a hospital. Officers watched store video of the attack, they say, and arrested the husband on an assault charge. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in Uganda are moving to curb the production of what are considered illicit home brews, which have the risk of sometimes deadly contamination. A bill is before lawmakers, but it's threatening the existence of a boozy banana drink. Tonto is legendary in Uganda. Folk singers have crooned about it, and politicians have taken a sip of it when hunting for votes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.